This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, January 23rd, 2023 on WGN Radio. We started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday night, the 23rd of January. If you're listening on Friday, sit back, enjoy the replay. It will be a replay of what we're doing live tonight on Monday. That's Monday Night Trivia, and I hope you'll join us. We have a straggler from last week, and already people lining up for that. Got a brand new theme for our bumper stumpers. If you can guess the theme, that's great, but otherwise, for each bumper stumper I play, if you can guess the artist, that's all you got to do to win. Now, if you don't know my straggler, and you don't recognize any of the bumpers, you can have your own category. And we prove that every week. Sky's the limit. And after all, you know something about something. So select it. All right. With that in mind, here's the straggler, in case you've forgotten. 50% of all Americans surveyed said to avoid germs, they would never touch this. Now, it turned out that there were two answers that fit. More than half of the people surveyed came up with both of them. We knocked off one last week, a public telephone. Now, I should mention again that this survey was taken in 1997, and it involved thousands and thousands of Americans. So, you don't have to guess things that didn't come around until way after that. But a public telephone was one. What's the other? All right, and we narrowed it down a bit, too, with James on the south side. And so we're going to pick it up with James in a moment. But before we do, we got Jane in Philadelphia. Jane, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh Phonic Raleigh. Yantee.
Yeah, something like that. How are you, Jane?
Speaking of Jerry Blavity's, you know that.
Yeah, I'm afraid I do, and I was kind of waiting for this news because, you know, I knew Jerry wasn't doing too well, and when he canceled New Year's Eve, I was talking to Val Shively, and I said, Val, if he cancels the Kimmel Center, you know he's not going to make it that long. And when he did cancel the Kimmel Center, sure enough. Mm-hmm. And so, myasthenia gravis, and it's really odd because that's a fairly rare autoimmune disease, but even so, most people who have it, 97%, it's not fatal. But in 3%, it sure can be. And I'm just glad Jerry was performing until a month before he died, because my goal would have been that he died on stage doing something he loved. But this was close enough. So I understand there's going to be a celebration Wednesday night for the public at the Orr House in La Costa, and another one the following Wednesday night for his friends and family. And then the service is on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't know he was so sickly.
Well, yeah, he started to feel these symptoms in the summer, and I'm not going to get political on what I thought brought it on, but regardless, I wasn't 100% surprised.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But he made it to 82, and like I say, was dancing until a month ago, and did the cruise. He always does the cruise in the fall, and he did that, and so it was a good time, and I guess it was the right time. So I know his four daughters are inconsolable at this point, and I wouldn't blame them a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to one of his shows at the Kimmel.
Uh-huh.
I think back 2009.
Uh-huh.
I think it was, and. And my ticket was, like, at the Kimmel, they had seats behind the orchestra.
Yes.
Like, toward the back of the stage, and they were a little cheaper. And so the ticket person suggested I get it, was telling me about it, so I took that for my seat.
Yeah.
And And when I went to claim my seat, and I'm looking at the person next to me, I said, Sylvia? And she said, Jane? It was a sixth grade classmate.
Oh, man, that's great.
That was nice. Yeah. A sixth grade classmate.
Perfect.
Yeah, her husband. And we were talking, and then I counted all the times Jerry Blavitt changed his clothes.
Oh,
he looked really nice.
Yeah, he was real into that. Like, in between every act, he brought brought 9 suits to that thing, and they
I counted 12
well,
that night.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. Yes, he was always big on that. We we filmed his first one in 2001, so I've still got that whole performance.
And I bought some of the CDs he had.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he hadn't spoken on them. It was just a compilation of oldies. You know?
Oh, yeah. No, there's a few where he does speak the Four Lovers Only, but the compilations are great because, of course, Jerry just took his old 45 and pressed them to discs, so the mixes were all right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I bought 3 of them that night.
All right, yeah.
And then I called... later that week, I called his number because he used to have a little office on Market Street.
Yes, he did.
But his daughter answered the phone. I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed him changing all them clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. His youngest daughter, Desi, worked for him for a while there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Geeter Gold Radio, 601 North Market Street.
Yeah. You can look in the window as you walk by.
Yep.
And then he spent the last 15 years at XPN on the
Saturdays, yeah.
And so this past Saturday, they did like a little marathon.
Good.
Like from around 1 o'clock to 7. So I listened to most of that.
Oh, good.
And they went and found some letters like the teenagers used to write to him.
Yeah.
The ones that couldn't get them on the air. And they found like maybe 10 letters that were never opened. They call them the lost letters. And they opened them up.
Oh, that's great.
And they played this little segment. But Blavitt was in on this segment. So this was something they had done in the past.
Oh, sure.
You know, and so they had opened up these letters. And they contacted one person on those letters. So
that's great. Yep.
And then I learned, I didn't really know that he had his own label, Crimson, and that he, the group, the Soul Survivor.
Well, that's a real interesting story, actually. Mm-hmm. He had Lost Night Records in partnership with Jerry Green. And when Jerry Green later went on to Collectibles, but he owned that. Mm-hmm. In any event, when Jerry and Jerry split, the contract that divvied up anything didn't mention Crimson. And so after everything was divvied up, that's when Expressway to Your Heart came out, and Jerry wound up getting 50% of that because it was never excluded from their split of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I know Jerry Green wasn't too happy about that, but it made Blavitt smile.
Yeah. He was saying he got an offer from somebody in New York for the Soul Survivors in that song.
Yeah.
And he wanted to grab it, he said.
But Jerry Green wasn't going for it.
So he split with those people.
Yeah.
And I think he was able to grab it.
Yeah, but sadly, it was really kind of a one-hit wonder for the Soul Survivors. And
Yeah,
Charlie and Richie Ingway were the Soul Survivors, and they were just terrific. I would see them. They'd very often perform live at some of Jerry's gigs.
Yeah. And then they were saying Jerry and his interviewer, a fellow XPN.
You're talking about Ben Vaughn.
Mm. Ben, yup, Ben.
Yeah, well.
Ben Phonic Ben. And so they were saying that he wanted to grab that offer, and he had to make a quick decision because the New York guy, if he didn't take it quick, then the New York guy would have wanted the Soul Survivors to come up with another hit record.
Of course.
And then he didn't think that would happen, and he wanted to grab it, so he had to let them go, and he grabbed it because they didn't really come up. In 30 days, they had to do it in 30 days
to
come up with another hit. But anyway, I like these little stories.
Yeah, well, and of course, Express Word of Your Heart was written by Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. It was their first crossover record.
Right, he mentioned that, and how I think that group went over with Kenny Gamble. He mentioned it.
Yeah, so Yeah, I don't think anybody thought that that was going to be the hit it was, but it sure did put them on the map.
Mm-hmm, I like that song.
Yeah, of course.
Too crowded.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Yeah, old Jerry, I was fine to him.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you know, Jerry, unlike most people who say, no, I don't want a funeral, I don't want a big thing, Jerry wanted a big funeral, and boy, he's going to get it, because everybody is either going to go to the Orr House or the service, and that's just terrific. That's what he wanted. Mm-hmm. That's what he'll get.
Oh, that's nice. Yep, like you said.
Yeah.
Well, my dear, I will say adieu by saying to make a long story short.
Yeah, yes, and he played that a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, good deal. Well, thanks for thinking of me, Jane, and thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay, bye. So, yes, it like I say, we were not surprised in any way, shape, or form. In fact, left a message for him on his cell phone, you know, in fact, within the few hours before he passed, and I thought, he's never going to hear this. And, you know, he's hearing it now, that's for sure, and I guarantee you he's tickled pink about the outpouring, because it's just what he wanted. So 888-876-5593. We'll get to our straggler. 50% of all Americans said to avoid germs, they'd never touch this. Touch what? And we've already gotten one answer to the public telephone. We're looking for the other one. And we have narrowed it down at the end of last week's show that it has something to do with transit, and we'll see what James. I tasked James with coming up with half a dozen guesses, and I know he won't let us down in moments. But want to mention the Sea Crane Company, and if you're a radio lover, I probably am preaching to the choir. You're already aware that many years ago, Bob Crane was as disgusted as the rest of us when he saw what was happening to radio reception, and he just said, "I'll build a better one." And every product he designs has terrific reception, and usually a lot of other really neat features. And one of them is the best ways to help you be prepared for those occasional extreme weather conditions and power outages, and that's the CC SkyWave radio. It sounds an alarm when NOAA weather issues an alert. It also receives AM and FM, like I say, better than any other radio you're going to get, and it's built for the reception, everything, and clear audio. It also covers the shortwave and the aviation bands, makes it neat for travel. And, of course, the shortwave band, that's where you're going to hear emergency response before it ever makes it to those scanners. It runs up to 70 hours on two AA batteries, and it's just a terrific, terrific choice. That's the CC SkyWave. You can go to ccradio.now and take a look at the CC SkyWave and see what features it's got and everything else. And, of course, you can order online, and you can get it from REI and Bi-Mart, too. But if you can't go online, give them a call. They've got the world's best customer service. 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. You'll be talking to someone directly in their offices in Fortuna, California, and you can order right over the phone, or they'll answer your questions. Or if you can't go online, they'll send you a full-color catalog, that as well. But if you can go online, well, the only danger about the Sea Crane catalog is you're going to see something you just got to have. Maybe it's the CC SkyWave. Check it out. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
This heart of mine beats out for only you and all the love inside. Is there for only you? There isn't one thing that I won't do. Just try me and I'll prove it's true that there's a this heart of mine. This heart of mine grows whenever you're near, and I'll lay down my life and do it without any fear, just to know that you'll stand by me and that you will never set me free. We'll put a whole lot of happiness in this heart of mine. Whoa, when you're near, Can't you hear my heart?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? That's our first bumper stumper, so I'm not expecting you to get the theme at this point, but certainly you should get the artist. 1965 on Chess. Who is he? All right, so 888-876-5593. And as I said, we ended the show, narrowing it down. James has half a dozen guesses on our straggler, and that is 50% of all Americans surveyed in 1997 said that to avoid germs, they'd never touch this. And they actually had two answers where more than half of the respondents mentioned. One was the public telephone. The other one, well, James, you've narrowed it down, so what do you think?
Okay, my first guess on this one is the subway station floor.
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to say the train window.
Nope.
Okay. I was going to say subway train floor, but I'm suspect you're going to say no on that.
Yes, you already did. All right, so.
Okay, so let's go for something else. The escalator.
Nope. Now, I should break in here and say I did concede in our clue that this is somehow public transportation related. But remember, this is a nationwide survey, so it may not be a subway.
Okay. The bus door.
Nope. You got two more.
Okay.
Be quick.
Let's see. Go with the bus. The bus seat.
Nope. Okay. One more. Big finish.
Okay. I'm going to say. The inside the window.
Give it up. If you think of something else, you call us back. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. So, I do concede that half of the Americans surveyed mentioned this, and it is in the public transportation category, but they said they'd never touch this. So what would they never touch? 888-876-5593. That's 8888-RALEIGH. We're going to get to Rick in Northern California. We're going to get to you, too. We got another bumper stumper coming up in moments right here. In the meantime, we'll find out what's going on in the world at large on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that's our second bumper stumper. And once again, it's the guy who had a huge hit. This wasn't it, obviously. This was 1969 on Volt. Yeah, and he has something in common with the first artist we played, as he will with every artist that we're going to play tonight. That'll be our theme. But in the meantime, all you gotta do is tell me who he is. Yeah, you don't even have to know his big hit. Chicago. I know you do. So 888-876-5593. It's Monday Night Trivia. If you're listening on Friday night, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. It's a replay. Call on Monday night. That's when we need you. And there is one line one available for you. 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. So 50% of all Americans surveyed, and this was the mid-90s, like 1996, 1997, that they did this huge survey and said, to avoid germs, what wouldn't you touch? And over half of those surveyed said they'd never touch this. And there were two answers they came up with that was over the 50% mark. One was public telephone. The other one tangentially has something to do with transportation. That's as much as we've narrowed it down so far. So let's see what Stephanie thinks in Madison. She's going to take a guess at this. So Stephanie, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey Raleigh. Can I also can I take a guess at the bumper too that you just played?
Yes.
Would that be William Bell?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. My guess is the bus is a coin slot, the place where you put the money. The fares.
I like that. It's not right.
No. Okay. Well, I was going to say, I thought, it'd be a good guess.
Yes, it is.
And I'll tell you what. I was just thinking about asking about charts. I love them.
Yes.
Can you do, like country or, you know,
I can if you hold on. I don't have country in front of me, but I can come up with something. Don't go away.
Okay. All right. I'll hang on.
Yeah, it won't necessarily be a full chart, but I can certainly improvise. So we're going to put Stephanie on hold and see what James in Oregon thinks about our straggling trivia question. What do you think, James?
Good evening. Hey, I know many times people wouldn't want to use a public restroom. But so I'm going to say the restroom on a Greyhound bus.
I love that. It's not right.
No?
Nope.
How about a Continental Trailways bus?
No, I wouldn't have split those hairs with you. I'd have given it to you.
All right. Well, good evening, Dan.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, we're not going to name the transit companies because, frankly, I don't know. But we know it's some form of public transportation and something about it. And that's pretty wide, so remember that it takes all forms, so don't narrow your guesses. All right, so with that in mind, I believe we're going to play charts, then we're going to get to Rick in Northern California, and we got Howard in Glendale Heights. Oh, he thinks he knows a bumper. Well, I got to go there. So Howard in Glendale Heights, who did you hear?
I think it was Daryl James.
Well, it's Daryl, all right, but his name isn't James, so help me with this.
Ah, crap.
You can do this. What?
Daryl Banks?
Absolutely. Daryl
Banks. Yeah, okay.
Banks.
I'm old. I had a brain cramp there, sorry.
Yeah, no. Yes, and you know his big hit, obviously.
I'm racking my brain, and I cannot recall it.
Open the Door to Your Heart.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you are a winner. Hang on, Howard. Don't go away. Stay right where
you
are. All right. So, yes, Daryl Banks. Daryl Banks was our second bumper stumper. And no one's taken a guess on our first one yet. And there are more to come. But Daryl Banks has something in common with our first artist. And he will have something in common with the next one we play as well, and every other one tonight. So with that in mind, oh, John says, no, you're going to have to go to Dean because he's a first-time caller, and you know they don't hang around long. Well, yes, I have heard that. So John is interrogating him right now, and I don't know if he has a guess or what's on his mind, but we're gonna find out. And then Barry in New Hampshire wants 1966, April 1966 charts. We can do that. Brian in Joliet wants February 1972. We can do that. Stephanie, we're going to get her some country charts. I will look for that. And let's see. I've got Howard on hold. He's going to give John his address. And I do have no idea what John is doing with Dean, our first-time caller. And I'm giving it all I got. But in the meantime, we might have to defer to some charts here. Yeah, I don't know why it is. Our first-timers don't hang on for long. So we try to at least the first time get them somewhat quickly. All right, so with that in mind, 50% of all Americans surveyed said that to avoid germs, they'd never touch this. What would that be? And Dean, our first-time caller, who is in Lenoir, Illinois. Dean, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
I'd like to guess a shopping cart.
Nice, but not right. Sorry about that. Okay. All right. Thanks for trying.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. All right. So not shopping carts, but I'm sure that list would probably be pretty long too. All right. Now, with that in mind, Barry is in New Hampshire. Hello, Barry. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, is it a door handle on a cab?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. You want April 1966.
I do.
Number one, You're My Soul and Inspiration.
Righteous Brothers.
Number two, Daydream.
What was that?
Daydream.
Love and Spoonful.
Yeah, number three, Bang Bang.
Cher.
Number four, Secret Agent Man.
Johnny Rivers.
Number five, Time Won't Let Me.
Insiders.
Oh, that's an interesting guess.
Outsiders.
Yes, thank you. Yes, the Outsiders, Sonny Gerace's group. Yes, number eight, 19th Nervous Breakdown.
Rolling Stones.
All right. And let's see. Well, number six, I guess. Number seven, The Ballad of the Green Beret.
Sergeant Barry Sadler.
Number eight, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
B.J. Thomas.
Number nine, Good Lovin'.
Lovin' Spoonful.
Mm-mm. No.
Rascals, Young Rascals, I'm
yep.
sorry.
And number ten, Kicks.
Party Van the Raiders.
You're a winner.
Wow.
All right, hang on, don't go away. All right, we
Thanks,
have a winner from Barry. It's funny, number 11 was a Nowhere Man, and I didn't bother to ask him because Barry knows everything about the Beatles. So we hold Barry on, and we'll get to Rick in Northern California. And so, Rick, what's happening tonight?
Hi, how's it going, Raleigh?
All right, how about yourself?
Okay. It's just, Jerry Blavitt. I didn't even know about this until I just happened to wake up Friday morning at 5 a.m. in the morning, and I'm listening to Howard Eskin. And he brings up Jerry. I said, what are you talking about Jerry Blavitt for? And then he came along, and he just passed away. And I said, oh, no.
Yeah.
And that was so unexpected because, you see, he always looked healthy. He was always riding a bike. And, I met him one time. I was on vacation. I was visiting my folks back there when they were still back there. And I was happening, I take my, my trip to downtown, and I was walking down, I guess, Market Street. And I walk by, and there's the Geeter Gold studio. And I see the door was open, and the door was open. So, mm-hmm. Hey, what the heck? Let's walk in. And there he was. And he said, how you doing? And, he knew me or something. And, mm-hmm. Well, I knew him. I knew who he was, obviously. But we went over and we started talking. And we didn't do too much about radio. We were just, just talking. And I told him I'm visiting here from California. And he was out there. And he was mentioning, we talked a little bit, and some of the things he shied away from about at the time with Madonna. And I mean, it was just, right there really kind of put me where I want to know if the city of Philadelphia really exists anymore, because you just lost a real icon out there.
And
now
they are coming out in droves. The outpouring has been exactly what he would have wanted.
Well, the thing here is you still got a few guys, at least I can remember, that are still on from my youth out there when you talk about anything from 80, 79 on back. And I know, for instance, Merle Reese of the Eagles announcer, he's been still doing what he's been doing a long time. I know that we lost Bill Moran, or Tom Moran, from WIP. He was a long time name that, and I think what's left is just basically, I think Bob Pantano, if anybody knows, if he's still on HD radio.
Yeah, Bob Pantano still does his Saturday nights, and he and Blavitt were not friends, to say the least. There was no love.
I thought he helped Pantano get started.
He did, but then when Pantano left and went on his own, believe me, there's no love lost. But Bob is definitely still on the air on Saturday nights. Absolutely, he
but who can find him? I mean, and it's not the same show anymore because it was more 60s and 70s and 50s and local hits. And now if you turn it on, or the last time ever, if I can ever remember to turn it on, that might have been two times in the last 10 years.
I think Bob is on HD2. He's not on FM station.
OGL.
Yeah, he's on HD2 of that, and it's still, you know, the Bob Pantano dance party every Saturday night, 6 o'clock in New Jersey,
but
right, in Ben Salem.
But I'm hearing dance songs of the 90s.
Well,
on there,
you know
what I'm saying.
Absolutely,
but I know you've got to go younger.
Well, if you're going to be in a public place, you have to do that. And it's interesting because even Jerry, who owned Memories was mostly very young, but not when Jerry would do his shtick. If you want to sell alcohol, you're not going to play, you know, Danny and the Juniors.
I understand.
I understand.
You know, I have, I feel like, if I would have known, if I would have ran into him that particular time when I was in downtown, I have his book in a hardback and a softback cover that he just keep coming. And I've read this book and everything he was doing and moves that he made when he started out from the Bandstand days into the 60s was just right. I mean, everything he was doing right until he got down to L.A., and then that's when he said he made the first bad move when he didn't take that particular pilot or didn't do the series, or he wanted to do something. It was somewhere with it, if you know what I mean, down in Los Angeles. And that's where all of a sudden, and I noticed too back then, he kind of like, along with the Withered Jocks, he kind of like disappeared a little bit.
Well, yeah, hang, timing is everything. Hang on a minute. Don't go away.
Sure.
We'll pick it up there on WGN Radio.
Oh, there are
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, enjoying that just a little too much, so that's our bumper stumper, and that is a group. One of the members has something in common with Daryl Banks and the other artists we played previously, but those are our bumper stumpers for the moment. If a theme is coming forth, great, but otherwise, if you know the artist, that's enough for me. We'll get back to Rick in Northern California. I haven't forgotten him, but Rich is a first-time caller in Chicago, and John says he's a first-time caller. You know he'll hang up. So, Rich, welcome to WGN Radio. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Raleigh.
So, what do you think?
I didn't recognize the song, but I did. I think I recognized the voice of the first artist, the female artist. I'm going to say Dionne Warwick.
Here's the problem: the first artist was not a female.
Oh my God! Okay. Jeez.
Yeah.
I get my ears.
Well.
Okay, and I do have a hygiene thing about your travel questions.
Yeah, very good. What do you think?
Yeah. I'd say Turnstile.
Nice guess, not right.
Okay.
But I hope you're going to call me again. Thank you.
Okay, you
appreciate
bet.
It. All right, so yes, 50% of all Americans surveyed in 1997 that said to avoid germs, they'd never touch this. And two answers hit the 50% mark. One you got last week was the public telephone. What's the other one? If you don't get it tonight, well, we'll reveal it. At the end of the show, we won't put you in misery any longer than that. But I will say that when James at the end of last week's show had mentioned public transportation. question. Yes, it is at least tangentially in use and somewhat in the public transportation genre. In fact, it's absolutely in the public transportation genre, but nobody's coming close yet. So it's a specific thing. That's really all I can say. Now, I've got another minute and a half this this hour, and that goes back to Rick in Northern California. Sorry about that, that Rick.
Oh, no problem. So anyway, the girl you had on the very beginning when she says, I have a few CDs, I said, so do I. Let me go back. I went back in the closet and almost broke my lower back doing this. But I ended up having eight CDs here with him. Jerry Blavitt for Dancer Goalie for Volume 2, Volume 3. Then he had the Collector's Choice. And let's some of the songs. Rendezvous with You, that's a good one there. With Desire. He'd be singing to that song while he was on the air. Make a Long Story Short, Eddie and the Starlighters, I think the first song on Scepter Records before they got into the B.J. Thomas and Dionne Warwick era. That was the first one there. It's on here. Again, the Universal's Long Tall Girl, the Carnations. He's got some. And then this next one over here. Look at this. I got Jerry Blavitt presents for Dancers Only Volume 3. And it's still in a plastic cover. I've never opened it. I got a, oh, here we go. Let's go. Let's stomp Bobby Comstock. You know, these are some maybe, you know, suggested bumpers. Let's go with, you know, I'll try to take the ones that weren't with a real big hits because he has some hits on here. But Boogaloo, Tom and Jerry out of Chicago. Let's see. He did that one, Drinking Wine, Larry Dale. He always kind of played that. COD's Michael the Lover.
Yeah.
Please Forgive Me, the Duets. Billy Davis, Stanky Getting Funky. The Detroit Emerald, I always like that. You want
well, hang on where you are. And yes, I've got them all too. We used to give them away as prizes, but don't go away. We'll pick it up there next hour. And we'll also get to more of your guesses and Brian and Joliet, his 1972 charts. And yes, I've gotten Stephanie's country stuff that we'll go over. And Lisa and Dundee has a guess as well. So two more hours of Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Do that. That do. Do that. In the travels that I do, I ain't met no other woman who can do the things you do. And guess what? Now that I got your number, I ain't about to let it go. I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna keep on loving you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? One of them has something in common with the last three artists we played. So, who are they and what was that? If you know who they are, you win just for that. But if you get the theme, even better. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And we're talking to Rick in Northern California. And Rick, I'm thinking this is going to be a long conversation, and people with trivia are just going to absolutely shoot me. So how about calling me Wednesday?
Well, how's this? I'll take a shot at that trivia thing with the germs.
Okay.
Okay. Is that salt and pepper shakers?
No, but that's a wonderful guess. It should be, shouldn't it? All right. There's a full show Wednesday, and if you're around, give me a call.
You got it.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so then we can go down the memory lane with, of course, Jerry Blavitt. And Wednesday will be at the Orr House, the first public. I don't want to call it a wake because it'll be a celebration. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Stephanie in Madison wants her country. And so, Stephanie,
here we are.
What year do you want?
Oh, let's see. How about, let's try 1971.
Okay, 1971. What I'm going to do for 1971 here is give you, let me find it here, the record, records, plural, because you have to guess several, that, let's see, made it all the way to number 3.
Okay. All right.
And there's 12 of them. And if you get 8, you'll be a winner.
Cool.
Okay. So, they peaked at number 3. So here we go. I'm going to keep on loving you.
Oh, brother. I knew this would be hard. That's why I picked, I'm going to keep on loving you. Oh, yikes.
It was on MGM.
Yep.
And it was on the charts for 14 weeks.
Okay. Got to keep on loving you. Yeah. The reason I picked 71 is, well, it was the year my daughter was born, and I really started listening to a lot of country again.
Yeah.
Boy, keep on, yikes, I'm stuck.
Billy Walker.
Wow, I love him. I love Brazos at Waco. I love that song.
So,
anyway,
let's go to Touching Home.
Oh, no. Touching Home. Oh, my God. Oh, I mean, I felt sorry when other people have picked charts and they struggled. And you may see me doing the very same thing. Touching Home.
It was on the charts for 16 weeks. It got to number 13 on the pop charts.
Okay. In 1971.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was on Mercury.
Yep. See, Touching Home. Oh, God. Oh, I don't know.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Who?
Jerry Lee Lewis. Okay,
wow.
Here we go. Right. Soldier's Last Letter.
Soldier's Last Letter. Let's see. I'm almost ready to start guessing.
How well I remember this. It was on Capitol. And I mentioned before the country radio station where I was working at the time, the program director's son took the requests, all right? And he brings me the requests, and the first request is for "I Sold Your Last Letter." And I looked at this and said, "I sold it." And so I realized what it was. I said, "What kind of song would have lyrics like 'I Sold Your Last Letter'?"
And really?
Yeah, that's what the lady said. No, it was "Soldier's Last Letter."
Okay. Merle and Husky.
Merle Haggard.
No. Oh, my God. As I'm thinking, you know, like the fall of 71, or summer of 71, but anyway, it could be any 70. Go ahead. All right, I'll keep going.
All right, Indian Lake.
Oh, God. And it's not the Cow Hills.
No, and he also got to number 3 with The Promised Land.
Oh, God. Is it Billy Koresh Craddock?
No, it's Freddie Weller.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, because I remember hearing The Promised Land. He does a great job.
You're going to get the next one. I just know it.
Okay.
Man in Black.
Johnny Cash.
Yes. And then Raining in My Heart.
Raining in My Heart. Oh, God. And it's not Slim Harpo.
No.
No. God. Narvel Feltz.
Nice, but how about Hank Williams Jr.?
Oh, my God.
All right.
I have to laugh. I mean, I'm embarrassing myself, but all in fun.
Knock three times.
Oh, God.
Now, you can do this. You've already guessed him. Knock three times.
Oh, Billy Koresh Craddock.
Yes, absolutely. I want to be free.
I want to be free.
You can do it.
Elvis.
No, Loretta Lynn.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Now, that one, I don't remember. Oh, yeah, now I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about, you know.
One's on the Way is a great song. On the charts for 15 weeks. So, yeah, I want to be free. And she wrote it.
Yep.
All right. Quits.
Quick?
Quits. Quits. On Decca.
Oh, God. oh my God. Oh my God. I can hear it in my head.
Yes, I hated this guy.
Oh God.
That should be
Bill Anderson.
Yes, absolutely right. Yeah, that's right.
The guy that did not want crossover.
Yeah.
Who had what?
Of course, yeah. Among other things. He was just despicable. All right. And finally, yeah. Ruby, are you mad?
Oh, God, Ruby, are you mad at your... Oh, would that be the Osborne brothers?
How about Buck Owens?
Oh, God. Oh, man. You know what? I love this. There's a lot of times, you know, I'd get on here and I'd ask for something. And I, you know, the charts that I would ask for, the, you know, the top 40, I generally, like, you know, would know them all or, you know, pretty close. And you start getting a little cocky and it's like, all right, I want challenges here.
You got by challenges,
the,
by, all
you know,
right.
Did I ever. Woo! Hey, by the way, I'll hang up because I know there's other folks out there. But just a couple things. First of all, I love what you said about pop music, the 50s, early 50s pop.
Yeah.
I love that music. It reminds me of my parents. I mean, big band, definitely. I hear big band, and I mean, I think of I'm right there with my folks.
Mm-hmm.
But also same with the early, like, pop music, like Rosemary Clooney and Tony Bennett. And
sure.
So, and also, y'all are in my prayers. I'm thinking about you, Leah, and Stacy, and all you guys. So, you know, anyway. I've had a blast, Raleigh. Thank you so much.
We'll do it next week.
You bet, and I'll call you tomorrow,
all right.
Wednesday, okay?
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Take care.
Now, tomorrow, I think I'm only on for half hour is how that works, because there's a ball game. And so, I mean, if you want to join me in the last half hour, I'd love it. I'll probably be prattling on about something close to nothing. But Wednesday is a full 3-hour show. And then Thursday, I think, is an hour and a half. And then there aren't any interruptions for quite a while, near as I could tell, on the calendar. So that seems to be the deal. Well, we've got Fran wanting to do 1969 lyrics. I love lyrics. And Brian and Joliet wants 1972 charts. And Stacy's got a guess. And Lisa's got a guess. And James is back. Oh, my God. So here's our straggler. 50% of all American surveys said to avoid germs, they'd never touch this. What? The two answers fit. One you got last week, a public telephone. The other is still up for grabs. And we've determined that it is... public transportation related. But as I say that, I feel like I'm leading you down the wrong road. It is, no doubt about it, but you're just not picking it up yet. But maybe you will in moments, and another Bumper Stumper is coming up as well on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your Bumper Stumper, 1958 on Guidon. It got to number 25 on the pop charts. And this guy was a guitarist in Duane Eddy's Rebels. And not only that, but it's Duane Eddy playing acoustic guitar on this record. And the Ben Denton Singers were doing the backing vocals. But who is he? And what does he have in common with everybody else we're playing? So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. He was a heck of a guitarist, by the way. He played for a lot of people, including Elvis and Nancy Sinatra. So he was around, to say the least. Born in Chester, Pennsylvania, and that was a deal. All right. So and a buddy of his was Lee Hazelwood, which explains some of the acts he was involved with. So who is he, and of course, what's the connection? So 888-876-5593. But back to our straggler, and I will identify it. Nobody's been close yet, I'll tell you that. At the end of the night tonight, 50% of all Americans surveyed in 1997 said that to avoid germs, they'd never touch this. One was a public telephone. What was the other one? We've determined it's somewhat related to transportation. Actually, it's a lot related to it, but you're just not on the right track. But Lisa is in Dundee. How's it going, Lisa?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you?
All right.
I think I'm one of those that's not on the right track now that you've... I thought James was so close last week.
Yes.
So.
Well, he was in terms of he got into the arena. You know, he's certainly on the right track, but no, he's nowhere. He's as cold as you can get, given that, so
oh,
far.
God,
but he'll be back.
Sure I'm gonna be, yeah, I know. Well, I thought it might be the actual seat of a trans... You know, that somebody won't touch a seat with a bare hand.
Interesting.
Because that was one of the dirtiest things at a restaurant was the bench seat.
Mm. I will say you're close, and I will say you need to narrow down exactly what it is and what form of transportation, because they were very specific in this answer.
Okay, and
very specific.
Huh.
And I was surprised because, you know, I wouldn't have thought of it myself, but more than half the people surveyed cited this, so I need to know the exact mode of transportation and what it is that they won't touch. But you're in the right ballpark here.
Wow. Okay, I'll keep thinking.
Yes, please do, and call me back.
Okay, thank
okay,
you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's close. It's just not right. But it will be. I can feel it coming up in my bones. Stacy in Algonquin, what's happening tonight, Stacy?
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Okay, hanging in there. Just
good.
A bit tired.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, is it like the inside of a limousine?
Nope, no limousine.
What about like a cable car?
Nope, no cable cars.
Is it like any type of a boat ride where you have to grab onto the railings?
No boats?
No boats? Nothing to do with any type of boat or cruise?
Nope, no boats.
It wouldn't be like a motorcycle.
Nope, no motorcycles.
So nothing else like on a bus, right?
Nope, no buses.
Or like the subway where you pay.
No subways.
No subways. Oh, my goodness. What about it? No, it couldn't be like a carriage ride, could it?
No carriages.
No carriages. No trolley cars, no... And it's not like a particular plane or something like that?
Ah, well, you might be in a ballpark with that.
A plane seat when you're going on a plane. The
nope.
Seat.
No, nope, not the seat. Not the seat itself.
The overhead compartment.
Nope. You were warmer with seat than you were with overhead compartment.
Seat. The arms.
Nope. No armrests.
No armrests.
You can do this. You're all around it now. You know, think about it.
Okay. The seat belts?
No.
The window?
No. You were closer. I guess technically you were closer with seat belts, but not really.
The seat that you're sitting in.
Well, something. Well, in a way, yes. You just have to be more specific. It's not the seat itself. It is the.
Not the seat belts. The armrest?
No, not the armrest. We've gone over that.
Armrest.
So what else?
Oh, my God, Raleigh.
You can do it. Other people are screaming at their radios now. Hang on a minute. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to think about it. Don't go away. All right, and we'll pick it up right there. I can tell we're going to have a winner coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, I know there are individuals out there who are getting a busy signal right now who are just going crazy because they're saying, oh, I know that one. Indeed, you do. 1960 on RV got to number 42 on the pop charts. Well-known group. Who are they? All right, so a line will be available. But right now we're talking to Stacy, and she's about to narrow down our question, and I believe she can do it. 50% of all Americans surveyed said to avoid germs, they'd never touch this. So what is it? All right, Stacy, so what have you come up with?
Raleigh, what about the little table in front?
Nope.
That you pull out?
Nope. Next.
What about the little thing where you grab a magazine in front of you?
Nope. Next.
What about the earphones?
Nope.
Although
that should be high on the list, but nope.
What about the little thing if you want to turn on the light above you or the air?
Nope.
What about, it's not, nothing with the seat.
Well, I still say you're closest when you say the seat. You just have...
Well, is it the thing underneath if you want to move your seat?
Nope.
No, not back or forwards.
Nope.
And it's not the seatbelt.
No, it's not.
Is it something to do with adjusting your seat or the seatbelt?
Nope.
But it's with the seat.
Oh, yeah.
Making it higher or lower?
Nope.
Oh, this is driving me crazy. You say I'm red hot?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm surprised. There are people screaming at their radio as we speak.
What about, to turn on the movie?
No. Nope.
To turn on the radio?
No.
Nope. To get a pillow for your seat?
Nope. And by the way, there was a study in 2018 that showed that this was the absolute germiest surface on the plane.
Underneath your feet?
Nope.
where you put like extra your purse or something?
No, nothing.
Okay, let's see. What about like the armrest?
Nope.
No armrest thing. Oh, God, I know I'm going to be mad.
Oh, you are. You're really going to be mad.
So it's just thoroughly with pushing your seat backwards, frontwards, up, down.
No. Most of them will go that way, but no.
Making your seat hot or cold?
No.
Does it have to do with...
Oh, you're going to be really upset.
Oh, God, I got... Okay, so it's just, it's not with the windows.
No.
Not with pulling down the shade.
No.
Not with any buttons. It's just...
Uh-huh.
Oh, good grief. So nothing with adjusting your seat.
Nope.
Nothing with the seatbelt.
Nope.
Putting your hand on the handrest.
Nope. I'm giving up on you, Stacy.
Oh, God, no. And I've flown.
Yes.
My God.
Yes. And as I say, the studies show that this is the absolute germiest.
Where you put your, if you take off your coat or something, you put it down underneath you or something, the underneath compartment.
Nope. All right, keep listening, Stacy. Someone will be getting it, probably in moments.
Oh, you're kidding, and I'm so close.
Oh, you are. You absolutely are.
Oh.
Well, if nobody gets it, you call us back when you think of it, but I know you're going to groan when you hear the answer.
Nothing that the flight attendant brings you?
No. Yeah, right.
A cup?
No.
Your purse.
Talk to you later, Stacy.
Okay,
bye. Yeah, oh, man. All right, so I was a little surprised, but now maybe Suzanne in Chicago is going to knock it off. I don't know. So what do you think, Suzanne? Suzanne hung up. That's what she thought. All right, so Suzanne gave up. Now, let's see. Do we have anybody else? Or are we going to charts for a while? Let's see. James on the south side has guesses. Oh, I was afraid of that. All right, James, you get half a dozen. Be quick.
Okay, the padding of the seat.
No.
The headrest.
Bingo, we have a winner. You're absolutely
okay,
right.
You can give it to Stacy if you want to.
That's very kind of you. But yes, it's the headrest. And believe it or not, recent surveys showed that it is the absolute germiest part of the plane, the headrest. And there's a number of companies that make headrest covers for frequent flyers so they can have their own.
Because I kept screaming, headrest.
Yeah. I knew.
Even though I haven't flown since 1976.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But you're absolutely right, the headrest. All right, James, well, hang on, you're the winner, don't go away. All right, so James got it. He did, the headrest. I knew that you guys would come up with it. And I know Stacy is just howling. She was so close. All right, it happens. So we're going to talk lyrics for a moment with Fran in Austin. How's it going, Fran?
All right. Before I do that, Gary knows a bumper, I think.
Yeah.
Can I just give it to him and,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
Let him do that, and I'll do my
lyrics? Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
All right.
Well, hey, Rowling.
Hey, Gary, so what'd you hear you know?
The Earth, Wind, and Fire at the five after.
There was no Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, I was wrong. It's okay.
Uh-oh. Oh,
well,
man.
Gosh.
And that's so funny. I thought you were going to give me this last one. I thought, oh, yeah, well, you'll know that. But, yeah, it was not Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well, I guess I'll think of something else and call back.
Oh, good. I'm counting
on
it. All right.
Okay. See ya.
So.
Oh, I was so sure he was right on that. Oh, well.
Yeah. It's a good record, too. I've always liked it. It's an album cut. Always been one of my faves. All right, so you ready for your lyrics? 1969
yes.
lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah, the world could ever match her wealth. She's some kind of wonderful, got heaven right here on earth.
Oh. Yeah.
She's some kind of wonderful, got heaven right here on earth.
God, that sounds so familiar.
Oh, it is.
Let's see.
I would have thought you were going to get it from "Got Heaven Right Here on Earth."
Yeah, that's what I thought. I said, "Oh, that's so familiar." The only thing I was thinking of was
All right, next line. "Cause I'm just a fella with a one-track mind."
Stubborn kind of fella.
No. "Got heaven on earth, because I'm just a fella with...
One track mind." Oh, shoot.
Oh, you're...
I give up.
"And when it comes to thinking about anything but my baby, I just don't have a time."
Oh, I love that song. Darn, how did I not get that?
"I'm too busy thinking about my baby."
Too busy thinking about my baby, and I just don't... Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
"Got heaven right here on earth." Yeah.
Oh, man. How could I miss that? I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, well, better luck next week.
I'm counting on it. Thanks.
All right, bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll have Brian and Joliet with some charts and Mark and Downers Grove with some charts. We're going to do 1972 and 1968, but we need another question. By the way, are you starting to get a picture of the theme for the bumpers? Well, hell, you're starting to recognize a bumper. You should have known that last one. I'm a little concerned. All right. It's probably not hard to find one in any medium or large-size American city today. But 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation today is in Seattle. What is it? All right. So be specific. I want specifics. So 888-876-5593. Probably not hard to find one anywhere in America today, but 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. What is it? 888-876-5593. Another bumper stumper coming up in moments on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
I'm in love.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, there's another bumper stumper. I have no idea what they were thinking. "I'm so used to you now." Doesn't sound like a call to romance to me. Well, I'm used to you now. Well, it was 1956 on Loma. But absolutely, this artist is somebody you know, I would think. So, but I mentioned before that no one had guessed our last bumper, and I said, how could that even be? But Stephanie from Madison knew, so who was it, Stephanie?
It was the Olympics.
Of course it was the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And one of the members of the Olympics has something in common with everybody else we played tonight.
Yep. Hey, a quick request, if you could play sometime, the Olympics did the original version of Good Lovin'.
Yes, I've played it often. I'll play it again if you want.
Is it good? I didn't quite catch it. Is it
yeah.
It's for, oh, cool. Yeah. All right, hey, I will let you go.
Okay, thanks.
And, You have a great night, guys, everybody. Take care, and I'll be back.
Good deal. I'm counting on it. Yeah, the Olympics, that was the original Good Lovin', and I thought a better record myself, but that's just me. All right, so 888-876-5593. I believe we're going to do some charts. Brian is in Joliet. How's it going, Brian?
Okay, hope you're doing well, Riley. Before I do the chart topper, may I take a guess at previous bumpers 3 and 4?
Okay.
Was 3 Bobby V?
No Bobby V's.
Was 4 Grand Central Station?
No Grand Central Station.
No?
Nope.
Bootsy Collins?
Nope. Oh, no.
Okay, well then, I'm ready for Charlie.
All right. Very good. Yes, not even in the ballpark, but that's okay. February 1972, number 1, Let's Stay Together.
Al Green?
Yes, number 2, American Pie.
Don McLean.
Yes, number 3, Without You.
Oh, Harry Nilsson.
Number 4, Precious and Few. Another Sonny Gerace record.
Don't know.
Climax. Number 5, Never Been to Spain.
Three Dog Night.
Number 6, Hurting Each Other.
Carpenters.
Number 7, Down by the Lazy River.
Osmond Brothers?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number 8, Joy. Instrumental.
Oh,
On Mega.
I can't, don't know.
Apollo 100.
Okay.
Number 9, Brand New Key.
Oh, Melody.
Yeah, number 10, Day After Day.
Bad Finger.
We have a winner.
Oh, good.
All right, hang on, don't go away, Brian. So Brian's absolutely right. Yes, indeed. So let's see what we have. We're going to see Mark. I know we'll do it as well. We got Mark in Downers Grove. How's it going, Mark?
Well, I had my latest eye appointment today, and the doctor holds out little hope of restoration. In fact, he was starting to ask me whether I want to get a prosthesis, and I said, no, I'm not going to burn the bridge yet.
Of course not. Of course not. Oh, man. Wow. Is there anywhere else you can go? Anyone else you can talk to?
Well, this guy is another doctor with retina consultants.
Uh-huh.
So they specialize in retinas.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't like that answer.
No, I don't either.
Oh, man.
Well, and I'm not going to get rid of my eyeball yet.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, hopefully,
no way.
Hopefully there will be a trial that will come out that will make it worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
now, it is rather sunken, I'll admit that. But
well, yeah, but right,
no,
right now, aesthetics isn't your problem.
No, and that would be, I mean, any way you look at it, that would be invasive surgery.
Oh, well, of course it would. No.
Yeah.
No. And there's no hope with the other eye?
Oh, no. The other eye is already a prosthesis.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's a prosthesis over the sclera and the muscles.
Okay. All right. So.
Oh, yeah. That was years ago.
All right.
That was back in 1984, 85.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Man, well, I just hope there's some trial or something that somebody can do. Oh, man. My heart goes out to you.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm gonna withhold the charts for a moment till after the news. Don't go away.
Okay.
Stay right where you are. Yeah, man, I was really, really hoping that Mark would get some good news because for a moment there it looked like there was hope. And maybe there still is. And I'll keep him in my prayers, that's for sure. So it's probably not hard to find one in any medium or large city in America today. But 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. What is it? Think about that for a few moments. We've got another hour of Monday Night Trivia coming up right here on WGN Radio.
Well, I have cried my last tear. Now there'll be no more, my dear. 'Cause I ran out of tears.
peace of mind. I picked you out and thought you were right. You kept me crying day and night. I got off you at last. All my crying is in the past. No more sorrow, no tears and pain. I'm trying hard to be your man.
I have cried my last tear. Now there'll be no more, my dear. 'Cause I ran
out of tears
for you.
I'm sorry it took me so long to find out that you were wrong. That's alright, it took a little time to get you out of my mind.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who are they? Yes, and what do they have in common with everybody else who've been playing? Now, what I can tell you about that, it was 1965 on Imperial. And interestingly, that period of time, they had other songs like this that also originated in New Orleans, so they were far from a New Orleans group. All right, so who are they? So, 888-876-5593, that's 8888-Raleigh. And it's probably not hard to find one in any medium or large American city today, but 100 years ago it was rare. The oldest one still in operation today is in Seattle. What is it? And Dave is a first-time caller. We'll get back to Mark in Downers Grove here in a moment. Don't go away, Mark, but I want to get Dave on the air in Northwest Indiana. Welcome to WGN Radio. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Love your show.
Thank you. What do you think?
I'll just take a stab at it. A gas station?
Not a gas station. Nice guess, though. I like it.
Right. Thank you.
Call me again. Appreciate it. All right, so good to meet Dave. All right, now, before we get back to Mark in Downers Grove, James in Oregon wanted to weigh in on what he was talking about. So, all right, James, what do you know?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to give a name. As Dr. Peter Michelos was talking about late 2021, early 2022, that there were studies going on restoring vision in mice and primates, and that they were going to be doing it in humans. And I believe it was related around stem cell therapy, but I'm not sure. But if Mark wants to try to get a hold of this doctor, he's not the one that does the work. He just reports about it. He's somewhat related to that WABC radio back there, because that's where I hear him from time to time. Mm. And he's talking that it's going to be now 2023, which is now. But if he goes on to clinicaltrials.gov, he can do a search for that kind of work that's going on. And
we've done that. Yeah. We've done that before, and I'm going to ask him again here in a moment. But in the past, I don't think his doctors have been real embracing of that, which is a shame. I would hope that there was something he would qualify for.
Well, I was in contact with this one doctor that does that therapy that Doug Oliver that I mentioned a while back had done, and he sent the forms for us to have go to my ophthalmologist to have fill it out. Now, she wouldn't fill it out. She was all up in arms about it and said it was a fraud and all this and that, but you know, it's, you know, how we talk about the right to try if nothing
absolutely
else.
Yeah, when somebody's talking about giving you a prosthetic eye, that's the time you'll try anything, and you should.
That's right. Yeah, now it's not cheap because it's considered experimental, so that's not covered by any insurances, and they quoted me at $22,000.
Yeah,
but you know, if to get your vision back, it's going to be worth it.
Absolutely.
And so anyways, I hate to see anybody get down if there's hope out there. And I just wanted to throw that out to him because I heard him say that he already had one prosthetic eye. And let's hope for the best for Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. You betcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so that's all I had to say.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. All right. So now with that in mind, let's go back to Mark, because I know we've talked about these trials before. So, you know, I meant to follow that up. Now, Mark, you're aware of all that. What if your doctors are just kind of rejecting that, or what's the deal?
At the time I saw Dr. Blair, I couldn't remember the name of the website, but now I know it's clinicaltrials.com. I can bounce it off the present doctor and see what he has to say, but these are supposedly people who specialize in the retina.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm not okay with their response.
No, we don't know. I don't have any way of knowing whether they're in touch with the most cutting-edge medicine.
Exactly. And also, again, this could be a very long shot, but that may be a long shot you want to take.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy for them to say, oh, we'll give you a prosthesis, but they're not the ones walking around blind.
Yeah, and I would have to... Boy, I'd have to do a major fundraiser on Facebook to get 22,000.
It wouldn't be on Facebook, but there are a number of the GoFundMe sites where you might be able to raise it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, clinicaltrials.gov, and some of them might, in fact, be free, you know, because it depends on the study. Now, I'm looking there where it says find a study, and the first thing I put for condition or disease was retina, but let's be more specific. Like, they've got retinal detachment, disease, occlusion, dystrophies, degeneration, vascular...
This was definitely retinal detachment.
Okay, so, and you just didn't catch it in time? What happened?
My condition happened when a lot of hospitals were saying only life or death surgery.
Oh, Jesus. Right. So
that's why my surgery was delayed.
Right. And had it not been delayed, you might have been able to save your sight.
Very possibly, yes.
Oh, man.
Because the period of COVID close down was exactly the period when the scar tissue in the front of my eye migrated to the rear of my eye and detached the retina.
Yeah. Oh, what a horrible, horrible thing. Well, there's 44 studies listed on clinicaltrials.gov for retinal detachment. So, you know, it'd be worth it to take a look at all of them to see if any seem right, and then also look at what they require and all that. You might need to do some of this on your own.
Yeah, or get a friend to help me.
Well, right, exactly. But I mean, as opposed to asking the doctor, who may just dismiss it out of hand.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And a number of these...
I hear you.
A number of the studies are completed already, so that wouldn't matter. But some are recruiting, even as we speak. Now, whether any of those would be appropriate, I don't know. But it's certainly worth checking out.
I agree.
All right, well... Okay. So. Keep you in our prayers for that. Yeah, I just I don't like somebody who's dismissive. Like, shall we talk about a prosthesis? No, not yet. All right.
No.
So
no, not ready.
And I'm with you. Let's look at charts. You want January 20th, 1968? Are you?
Yeah. Well,
all right. Number one.
This week.
Judy in Disguise.
Oh, John Fred and the Playboy Band.
Yeah. Number two, Chain of Fools.
Aretha.
Number three, Hello, Goodbye.
Oh, the Beatles.
Number four, Woman, Woman.
Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Number five, Green Tambourine.
Oh, the Lemon Pipers.
Number six, Daydream Believer.
Oh, the Monkees, written by Jon Stewart.
Number seven, Bend Me, Shape Me.
Oh, the, I know it's a Chicago group.
Yes, it is.
And I'm going to kill myself if I don't get this.
Yeah, they were on the ACTA label, ACTA, A-C-T-A.
Yeah, no, that's not going to help me.
It was yellow. Don't know what else to tell you.
I will immediately know the group when you name it.
Yes, here you go. You ready to scream?
Yeah.
The American Breed.
Breed.
Yes.
Okay. Number 8, I second the emotion.
Oh.
On Tamla.
Smokey and the Miracles.
Yep. Number 9, I heard it through the grapevine.
Well, that would be the... this is the beginning of 68. That would be Gladys Knight in the Pit.
Absolutely. Number 10, If I Could Build My Whole World Around You.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Absolutely right. You did it.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
On the American Breed, we could say that I got a half a point.
I don't know.
Because I said Breed right after you said American.
Yeah. Well, right. That's all right. You got enough to win, and that's all that matters. Hang on, Mark. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, good deal. So let's put Mark on hold so John can confirm that address. And, oh, Sergeant Pappy weighs in. He knows a bumper. So what'd you hear
Donnie Owens.
Absolutely right. Donnie Owens, Need You on Guidon, 1958. So what...
Oh, yeah, and I got my package, too, and I really appreciate it. Really neat.
Good. Glad to hear it. So do you know what Donnie Owens has in common with everybody else we played?
Nah, I mean, come on. No, I'm an old man. Come on, my brain gets foggy enough trying to think of these songs when you play them on Monday night and stuff, you know.
I know what you mean, but you're a winner. Hang on. We'll confirm that address, and another prize will be coming your way. All right, so Sergeant Pappy and Gary knows Donnie Owens, and that's absolutely right. All right, and at the end of tonight, I will reveal what Donnie Owens has in common with everybody else we've played. Sam and Gurney. All right, Sam, welcome back.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
All right, I meant to ask last time we talked, how's Ayla doing?
You know what, thank you so much for asking, because I was actually going to mention her again and ask your listeners to pray for her.
What's
going on? She's doing relatively well, but she's facing a surgery here in February to attach her I don't understand all the language of this, but I think it's to attach the stoma to the stomach or something like that, and she's doing relatively well, but she's only weighing in at like 56 pounds and really having a rough go at it. And when I said relatively well and then saying having a rough go at it, those who don't seem to kiss or make sense, but I guess what I'm trying to say is that she's getting along, she's keeping on, but she's having a tough run of it, and so anyway, they're looking to do this surgery in February, and apart from a miracle, they're looking to do the surgery, and hopefully she'll come through that well, but she's just such a sweetheart, and I appreciate all the prayers of your people out there, because it has helped, and it's mattered, and I appreciate it so much.
Oh, absolutely. Now, how old is she?
Ayla is 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So she's really facing an uphill battle, but we're always holding out and praying for her. And I, you know, like I said, I can't thank your listeners more for, or enough, I should say, for all that they've done and praying for her and stuff. And, you know, it's one of those things in life that just hits you in the gut, and you just, you know, you're just hoping for all the best, you know.
Absolutely, and that's when suddenly you realize that most of the stuff you're worried about isn't important at all. So
yeah, that's exactly the truth. That is so true. Gas prices don't mean too much when you think about kid that you're young pulling through, and it's like that's so much more important.
You betcha. Well, we'll keep her in our prayers, and you keep us posted.
Yeah, and I thank you so much. But when I called in, I was calling to take a stab at your trivia. And I do want to say before I do that, I've been listening to your conversation about Mark, and I want to just say, hey, Mark, I'm praying for you. I want to ask my family to pray for you after tonight. And I want to say that I had a buddy that went in, and he had a macular degeneration in both eyes, and they made a decision to do work on both eyes at the same time. He was not game for that. He only wanted one eye to be looked at a time, but they could cut him a deal if he did both eyes at the same time. And he could see in both eyes, but he went forward because he was going to get cut a deal to have the surgery for a lesser amount. And both his eyes went blind. And I spent a lot of time with him over the last 3 or 4 years of his life before he passed. And so I just ask you to, like, really just seek wisdom. I mean, you obviously are a great guy, and I can hear it in your voice, and have been patient, but be more patient and be more concerned about keeping your eyesight than letting these guys just go ahead and make some decision for you.
Exactly.
Please get advised well before you go move forward.
Agreed. Yes. Yes. Yeah. All right. So you want to take a guess on trivia?
Yeah, I'm just going to shoot for one thing, and I would say an elevator is my thought.
Nice, but not right.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
One of these days, I'm going to get it right, I promise.
I know you
are. But anyway, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for trying.
For keeping me entertained.
Appreciate it.
All right, bless you.
Yes, it's not hard to find one in any medium or large size American city, maybe even small size, I don't know. But 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. What is it? 888-876-5593. That's 8888-Raleigh. And Laura is in Des Plaines. Hello, Laura.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, good. Well, good to hear from you. And you want Gilligan's Island trivia.
Yes, I was trying to take you off speakerphone.
Okay.
Yes, I'm pretty good at 60s and 70s trivia, so I thought, oh, what the heck, let's try Gilligan.
Okay, Gilligan's Island. What is the professor's actual name?
Oh, I'm guessing the character, so...
I mean, on the show he had an actual name.
Professor... Oh, oh my goodness. Professor, oh, good gosh. Professor... Well, I can think of the other characters' names. Professor... Golly gee, Raleigh, you got me.
Oh.
Nothing's coming to mind, but I'm...
Well, his name was Roy Hinckley.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, I've seen every episode, and I don't remember that.
He was played by Russell Johnson. Originally, in the pilot episode, it was John Gabriel. But the professor's backstory identifies him as Roy Hinckley. Although his actual name is rarely mentioned, he was a high school science teacher born in Cleveland, Ohio. His expertise was as a botanist, whose purpose in joining the ill-fated voyage, the Stranded Castaways, was to write a book to be titled Fun with Ferns.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you. I always enjoy your trivia, and I appreciate it that you could actually stump me, so that was pretty good. I'll try again next week.
I'm counting on it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Bye. Bye. Yeah, and that was one of the things that Sherwood Schwartz created, who did a number of things that were just classic, to say the least. Of course, he was a writer for The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet and all sorts of other things, but he not only created Gilligan's Island and the Brady Bunch, he also wrote the theme for Gilligan's Island and the theme for the Brady Bunch. And he was around for quite a while. And so there. And interestingly, he got to California because he was pursuing his master's in biology at UCLA when he began writing jokes for Bob Hope. And that was it. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And let's see. I believe I already did that. No, I didn't. I got to do this right now on WGN Radio.
Tell you something I feel inside. Let me tell you something, it's so hard to hide. I love you. I love you. Oh, I knew my love from the very start, that it would be you who would take my heart. So baby, hear my plea. Oh baby, I'm on my knees. Try me, baby. Try me, baby. Won't you please take
this love I offer you. Each time I see you with another guy, I tell you, darling, I could almost cry over you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? Yes, and it's a group. And what does one of the members have in common with everybody else we've played, be it a solo artist or the member of one of the groups? Yes, there is a real commonality, and I'll review it in under a half hour if you don't guess it. But in the meantime, if you know who it is, terrific. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And Frank in Northlake has a guess. All right, so Frank, what do you think you heard?
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Frank.
There was a few songs ago.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that the guy was a guitar player, very good. I think it's a guy, he's a real good studio musician and great lead. His name is Jimmy something. He was backed Elvis. He backed, I think, the Animals.
No, it was actually Donnie Owens. Sergeant Pappy guessed him. Donnie Owens.
Oh, who was the guy? His name is bugging me. He's a real good guitar player. I mean, he could jam like a great solo, like Bill Haley's. Bill Haley or else.
Are you thinking of James Burton?
James Burton, that's the guy.
Okay.
Didn't he back in Animals? And he did cuts with Elvis.
He did a ton of things.
Great studio guy.
He went professional when he was 14 years old. He played in Ricky Nelson's band, so he was on a lot of those Ricky Nelson things. But he also, you know, played for Frank Sinatra and Johnny Cash, a lot of different things. So and James Burton stayed with Elvis until Elvis's death. So, he was at the International Hotel, which became Las Vegas Hilton, of course, and that was the 1969 comeback tour, and he stayed with them. James Burton was terrific.
In 68, I thought Elvis came back in 68.
Well, 68, I thought it was 69, but it could have been 68, but 69, I think, was when the International put them there before it was the Las Vegas Hilton. It was the Las Vegas International, and it was the biggest showroom in Vegas at the time. It had like 2,000 seats, and they put him in for 4 weeks, 7 nights a week for 4 weeks, and two shows a night, and they were all sold out. But as I remember, I had a ticket to one of these shows. It was $12 for the show and dinner.
Uh-huh. Man, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's quite a working gig.
But James Burton was also the guitarist on Dale Hawkins' Susie Q, you know, that famous guitar lick in that. That's James Burton.
You mean the Oh Susie Q?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. That was Dale Hawkins.
Didn't he do the House of the Rising Sun with the Animals?
You know, that I don't know, because now you're talking about something more recent than things I know much about. But he might have. And of course, or you might be confusing it with Eric Burden, who was in the Animals.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot there's Eric.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they were related, but...
No. Eric Burden was British.
B-R-D-E-N?
B-U-R-D-O-N, B-U-R-T-D-O... B-U-R-T-O-N, Burton.
Well, Burton.
Burton, that's how James spelled it. I think Eric spelled it differently. I think Eric spelled it B-U-R-D-O-N, and where James spelled it B-U-R-T-O-N. So I don't think...
Yeah, like Richard Burton.
Yeah, so I don't think they're related.
No, wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I was wondering, this is a real old one, a couple of... thanks again for that Lucid Butterfly, too.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Wednesday night is a full show, so and tomorrow night I've got about a half hour. But so if you've got requests for Wednesday night, tell me what they are.
Sure. It's an old one from the late 50s, The Elephant Walk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know. Yeah, I know it well.
I think it's the one that goes, if they knew what I knew, there wouldn't be no wars. There'd only be time for the little girl and boy.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. It was the 60s. And I know that Elephant Walk, too, because, as you know, the beginning is one of my favorite opening soliloquies where it's... oh man, when your stomach speaks, you forget your mind. Your mind speaks, you forget your heart. But when your heart speaks, you forget everything. Yeah, Don and the Delighters.
Well, that wasn't it yet. Donna, da da da, Donna da da da, and they show the heavyset people walking.
Oh well,
down the edge.
No matter what shape your stomach is in.
Oh, that's the name. Yeah, okay. That was a different one. Huh?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, it was a different one. And yeah, no matter what shape your stomach is in, instrumental, I can play that too.
No, that's okay.
All
on
right.
That one. But the Elephant Walk.
Okay. And you do want the Elephant Walk, not the instrumental Elephant Walk. You want Don and the Delighters?
Yes.
The
vocal.
Yeah. All right.
And there was one other. What did they do with it here? I had it. Oh, my goodness. Well, I just had it in my hand. I had it written down. Oh, jeez.
All right, well, if you think of it, call me Wednesday night.
Okay, dog.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. So,
all right, thank you.
Yeah, talk to you soon. All right, now we have a first-time caller, indeed. If he hung around, I hope he did. Marlo is a first-time caller in Missouri. Marlo, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
I would like to guess at the trivia question, is it a shopping mall or a shopping area like Pike Market? A
nice answer, but not right.
Okay, what about the theme? Were they born the same year or all from the same city?
No, those are good guesses, though.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Do it again. Appreciate it. All right, so I will reveal that theme at the end of the... I never thought about doing one of the same city. I should do that some night. Let's see, but no, that is not it at all. Bernard in Chicago thinks he knows a bumper, so what do you think you know, Bernard?
All right, I got two quick ones for you right quick. Is one of the singers Lloyd Price?
Nope, no Lloyd Price.
All right. What about a drive-in theater?
Nice guess, but not right.
All right. Could you sing it? Sing it. Could you play a song for me, The Wind?
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
The Wind.
Oh, The Wind. Okay, you want the Jester's version, or who do you want it by, or do you want the Diablos?
I think it might be the Diablos.
Okay, yeah, Nolan Strong and the Diablos, of course. I'll be happy to play that version for you. I'll try to, tomorrow night, we only have about a half-hour show, but I'll try to get it on tomorrow night.
Whenever.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, yes, Wind. It's a wonderful song. All right, so, as long as I don't sing it, then suddenly, yeah, all right. So, 888-876-5593, Rich is in Madison. Hello, Rich.
Hi, Raleigh.
What do you think?
Got some trivia answers for you, but I'd like to take a shot at that last bumper.
Yeah.
Was that Gene Pitney?
No. Oh, that's interesting. It was not.
Okay. Sort of sounded like him.
Yeah. No, this guy was the lead singer for a group that did not bear his name, but they had a very big hit.
Okay. Well, for the trivia, it's not an elevator.
It is not.
Is it an escalator?
It is not an escalator.
Is it a taxi?
It is not a taxi.
Is it a bus?
It is not a bus.
Well, that's all I got for now.
If you think of something else, you call me back. Thanks. Appreciate
it. Okay, thanks, Raleigh.
All right, so probably not hard to find one today in any medium or large-sized city in America for sure, probably in small ones too, but 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. What is it? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh, and our final bumper stumper, which has something in common with every other one we played tonight, is coming up next on WGN Radio.
We'll be right back.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, that's our final bumper stumper for tonight. Who is it? And what is the theme? In moments, I will start to tell you that. I'll leave that artist for up for grabs for a few minutes. But as far as our straggler, because it's going to become a straggler, I can see. Probably not hard to find one of these in any medium or large-sized city in America today, but 100 years ago it was rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. What is it? Like I say, we'll hold it over for next week. If you've been listening on Friday, I hope you haven't been calling. We're not live on Friday. We're live on Monday. That's why we call it Monday Night Trivia. Now, let's talk about some of these bumper stumpers while we're at it. And again, I'll reserve telling you who the last one is for a few minutes there in case, in the unlikely event someone's going to call and guess him. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, phones were lit all night. It was hard to get in here. Now, of course, wide open. So if you've got any guesses, this is the time to dial. All right, so our first bumper, which we played, which someone thought was a female, which is interesting. I'm not sure what that says, but probably nothing about the caller and everything about the artist. Now, let's see if we can give you a little about that, and I'll identify. And you know him. It's actually a flip side of a hit. 1965 on Chess.
This art of mine.
And that was Tony Clark. It's the flip side of The Entertainer. Now, Daryl Banks, I'm the One Who Loves You. We had somebody guess that, 1969 on Volt. Mr. 21, well, that was the Orlans. Yeah, before they had any real big hits, but it was 1962 on Cameo.
Oh, there are...
Yeah, all right. So the fourth one we played that Gary thought might be Earth, Wind, and Fire. They probably would have been impressed with that.
Do that. That do. Do that.
That's McFadden and Whitehead. 1980 on TSOP. I know what I'm going to do. All right, Donnie Owens, Need You. Sergeant Pappy guessed that one. The Olympic Shimmy Like Kate. Stephanie guessed that one. And let's see. I'm so used to me now. Used to you now. Probably used to me now, too, right? I'm so used to you now. Certainly not a romantic theme, but nonetheless, that was Cornell Gunter. Yeah, 1956 on Loma. I've Cried My Last Tear, classic Louisiana record, but that was the OJs, 1965 on Imperial. Yeah, Try Me Baby, which we just played a few minutes ago. That was Bob Cuban and the Inman, 1965 on Musicland. And our last bumper, well, I'll leave it to you to guess who that is. In fact, Rick in the Southwest Suburbs is going to take a guess. What do you think, Rick?
James Brown.
Nope, but nice guess. Thanks.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Appreciate it. All right, so let's see. Now, we also have Janie, who's a first-time caller in Crystal Lake. Thanks for calling, Janie.
Thank you.
What do you think?
Oh, my guess for the bumper is a coffee shop?
No, but thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so I hope she will call again. Nice to meet Jamie. Now, let's see what Karen in Chicago thinks. So, Karen, what do you think?
The last bumper, I think it was James Brown.
It was not. It was not.
Okay.
It was, nobody's going to get it, so I'll tell you. It was Dyke and the Blazers.
Oh, my God. I never even heard of them.
Well, they did the original Funky Broadway.
Oh, my goodness.
All right,
Thank
thanks.
So
appreciate
much.
It. All right, now, what do they all have in common? Let's talk about this a moment. All of them were shot to death. Tony Clark, shot to death by his estranged wife in Detroit in 1971 when he tried to break into her home. He was 31 years old. Daryl Banks, shot to death in Detroit in 1970 by a policeman. Yeah, Daryl was trying to intervene in the affair between the cop and his girlfriend, and apparently the cop won. He was 32 years old. The Orlons' Mr. 21? Well, Shirley Brickley, a founder and original lead singer of the Orlons, was shot to death at home answering her door in 1977. It was never solved. She was 32. McFadden and Whitehead, John Whitehead, shot to death outside his Philadelphia home by three men in a drive-by in 2004 while he was working on his car with a friend. The friend who survived was thought by the cops to maybe be the target, but the murder has never been solved. John Whitehead was 55. Donnie Owens, oh man, this was a weird one. He was shot to death by his girlfriend, who was the manager of the Palms Motel in Phoenix on Van Buren Street in 1994. She was the manager of the motel, and she was aiming at an intruder. She was trying to scare off the intruder, but she inadvertently shot and killed Donnie. He was 62 at the time. The Olympic Shimmy Like Kate, well, Olympics member from his teenhood, Charles Fizer, shot to death in 1965 during the Watts riots. He was 24. Cornell Gunter, I'm so used to you now. Well, he was an early member of the Coasters, shot to death, and of course he was in other groups as well, too, the Flares and the Ermines. You know, he was just wonderful in Los Angeles, lots of great groups. Shot to death in his car in Las Vegas in 1990. He was 53 years old. A thin black man was seen standing by the car when an argument ensued between Cornell and this guy. Two shots were fired. The gunman was seen running away. Cornell drove off, but he crashed a couple blocks later, dead with two shots to the chest. It was never solved. Now, interestingly, a latter-day coaster, Buster Wilson, was shot in the head in 1980. His dismembered body was dumped in Hoover Dam and in a canyon near Modesto. Peter Cavanaugh was convicted of that. He's on death row in Nevada now. The reason for the shooting is Wilson was going to tell the cops about Cavanaugh's fraud scheme. The OJs, I've cried my last tear. Well, Frankie Little Jr. disappeared in 1979. His skeletal remains were found in a bag in 1982, but they had no idea who it was. It was considered to be a homicide, but it wasn't until 2021 that the remains were identified as the OJ's guitarist and songwriter. It was thought, but not conclusively confirmed, that he was shot. On the other hand, Arlister Christian, who is Dyke, and we'll get to Dyke in a moment, had been with the OJs earlier while they were briefly in Phoenix, and as you'll hear in a moment, he was shot to death. Bob Cuban in The Inman, a walking soap opera on Musicland. Walter Scott was the lead singer, and of course you know that group because of The Cheater. Yeah, well, he was shot to death by his second wife's lover. He disappeared right after Christmas in 1983, and his remains were found in 1987 floating in a cistern behind the widow's house. He'd been shot in the chest and dumped in the cistern by the next-door neighbor, Jim Williams. Jim Williams was a plumber who was later convicted of not only that death, but the death of his first wife, whose death was previously ruled as vehicular. No, he set that up. Both killings were so he could marry Walter's wife, Joanne Calcaterra. She did 18 months of a five-year sentence in prison. Williams died in prison in 2011, 72 years old. Police were tipped off of the murder by Williams' son, who at the time was also incarcerated and on the outs with his dad. Joanne, by the way, died in 2019 at 75 years old. And then we have Dyke and the Blazers and 1969 original sounds. Yeah, Art LeBeau really, really liked Dyke and released a lot of his records. But Arlister Christian was shot on a street in Phoenix in 1971. It was never solved. It was thought to be drug-related, though there were no drugs in his system at the time. But he apparently, according to the cops, had been a known dealer. And Arlister originally for the Buffalo area, but he had come out to Phoenix. And then the OJs had been in Phoenix for a while, which is when he was with them. But so that is the deal. Every one of the artists we played was shot to death. Yeah, and I excluded people who died shot to death of their own hands. Oh, there was a whole list of that, you know, starting with Johnny Ace. And I excluded people like Sam Cooke and Marvin Gaye because you'd have guessed them right away. So that's the list. Now, the very sad news, it wasn't hard coming up with 11 of them. And in fact, I could probably do it next week, but we won't. We'll get on to something else. But next week, we will pick it up right here with it's probably not hard to find one of these in any medium or large-sized city in America today. They're all over the place. But 100 years ago, it was rare. The oldest one still in operation is in Seattle. What is it? So that gives you a week to think about it. And if you're listening on Friday night, well, coming up on Monday, you can call. And I hope that you will. And so 888-876-5593. Keep that in mind. All right. So now the schedule. Tomorrow, the 24th, we don't start until about half past midnight for a half hour due to the game. Is a full show on Wednesday, the 25th. And then on Thursday, the 26th, The deal is that it will be about an hour and a half show, starting around 11:30 due to the game. The following week, the week of the 30th, we are on full shows, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. every night. And then the week after that, there's really, I think there's one delayed night, the 7th of February. We're delayed by about an hour. I also don't think there are any delays Valentine's Day week, unless something is rescheduled or what have you. So this week is the one with the most interruptions, and after that, it's business as usual, 10 to 1. So until tomorrow night at midnight 30, I guess I'll say that's a wrap. We thank Dan for keeping us on the air. Couldn't do it without him. We thank John for screening your calls, but above all, I thank you for calling. Could not play trivia without you. So keep it up. If you want to join me tomorrow night for the half hour, I hope you will. Well, plenty of time to talk there, I'm sure. But otherwise, again, full show on Wednesday. Attendance will be taken. Until then, I'm Raleigh James, and it's WGN Radio.